to boost small business. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. After Republican efforts failed this week, there are bipartisan plans to keep talking about a fresh coronavirus aid package for struggling small businesses.
It appears there's still a ways to go before the two sides are able to reach a deal. The clock is ticking, though, because small businesses across the country are suffering, and the administration is predicting the $350 billion in loans for small businesses that has already been approved will be gone by the end of this next week.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Democrats also want the package to include more funding for hospitals and state and local governments. When might those businesses reopen? On Tuesday, President Trump will unveil details about a second coronavirus task force with a focus on the economy. The president also saying the opinions of doctors will be factored.
I understand the other side of the argument very well, because I look at both sides of an argument. I will listen to them very carefully, though.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott plans to issue an executive order next week about putting people back to work.
Testing will be a component of it, and we will operate very strategically. We want to open up, but we want to open up safely.
In California, the governor is asking people to stay at home for a few more weeks. Social distancing rules apply to Easter Sunday, and for the most part, churches continue to hold services online. However, a handful are offering in-person services. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says parishioners who attend will be asked to self-quarantine.
What we're asking you to do is not to harm other people. It's to love your neighbor as yourself. We shouldn't have to do this.
The governor says police will be in church parking lots tomorrow, taking down license plates and handing out literature about the dangers of large gatherings. America's listening to Fox News.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 1041 KSGF FM, Ash Grove, Springfield, and 1260 AM KSGF Springfield.
I'm Shelby Atkinson in the KTTS 24-hour newsroom. We're looking at a low of 41. Here's what we're looking at in the news. There have been 18 people testing positive for the coronavirus in Christian County, according to the health department. They say the virus is still circulating in the community, and they're urging the public to stay at home as we move into the holiday weekend. Springfield Greene County Health Department has reported 7 deaths and 71 total cases. The state health department says there have been 3,799 cases of COVID-19 in Missouri. The most recent update reports 96 people have died statewide, up from the 58 reported Wednesday. According to the DHSS, nearly 43,000 people have been tested within the state. The KTTS First Alert forecast is coming up next.
Our good friends at Hunt Hardware in Miller, Missouri have a large supply of hunting as well as tactical rifles, shotguns, and defensive handguns. They even have all your reloading supplies and personal defense and bulk ammunition. We even offer our Kenovian Associates concealed carry classes at their location. Stop in and see David and his knowledgeable staff at Hunt Hardware on Main Street in Miller, Missouri. Let them know you heard about it here on The Gun Show.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Springfield's News Talk FM.
Yes, I just want you to know what a breath of fresh air you people are.
1041 KSGF.
The KTTS First Alert forecast, cloudy with a low of 41 and some showers moving into A high of 65 and a chance of thunderstorms for your Saturday. Sunday, 50 to 90% chance of rain with a high near 67. Sunny on Monday with a high of 46. You're listening to 104.1 KSGF.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF, home of KSGF Mornings with Nick Reed.
You can come to this country legally. There is a pathway to citizenship.
At your computer, listen live at KSGF.com. You're listening to The Gun Show with Matt Canovey on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's News Talk FM.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Good luck.
Welcome to The Gun Show, where we talk about pistols, revolvers, rifles, shotguns, ammunition, concealed carry, personal defense training, and attacks on our beloved Second Amendment right to protect ourselves and our family. Folks, as always, this morning we're going to open our phone lines to answer your firearms, ammunition, and personal defense questions. But in the meantime, Dee Wamper will join us to talk about the increased criminal activity due to the coronavirus. And then local attorney and firearms dealer Craig Heidemann will join us to talk about gun safes, why you need them, the different types, and the liability if you don't have them. Then I'm going to close out the show talking with my good friend Don Carricker about COVID bug-out locations, and the next tea party. Before we get to this morning's topic, I want to let you know that we're proud to have U.S. Law Shield as a sponsor. Remember, they want to help us help you better protect yourself and your family. U.S. Law Shield, they're your legal defense for your self-defense. Because if you own a gun and you must defend yourself, you'll need U.S. Law Shield. When you join U.S. Law Shield, you'll have 24/7 emergency access to an attorney when you need it most. At U.S. Law Shield, you'll pay zero attorney's fees for criminal or civil proceedings for covered events, even for appeals. U.S. Law Shield has no caps or copays. Every U.S. Law Shield member gets the best defense program in the country for only $10.95 a month. That's $10.95 a month. Don't put it off any longer. Go to our website, mattcanovey.com, and click on the direct link to U.S. Law Shield and sign up today. Your freedom and your family's financial future depend on it. We also want to take a moment to let you know our next $40, that's $40 CCW class, is Saturday, April 25th. And we have $50 practical handgun, rifle, active shooter, and home defense firearms course available. So go to our website, mattcanovey.com, to sign up for any of our courses at our outdoor range and check out all of our free training videos and free text training tips while you're there. If you want to contact us this morning, as always, you can go to our radio show website, thegunshowradio.com, or you can email me at matt@mattcanovey.com. Once again, that's matt@mattcanovey.com. And you can call or even text us this morning right here in the studio at 417-447-5743. That's 447-5743. Now let's go to our local call or our call for Shots Heard, always brought to you by Dee Wamper and Joe Passanisi, as well as our great friends Terry and Brenda at A-Advanced Bail Bonds. Now, we ended up having a total of 22 calls for Shots Heard from Saturday, April 4th to Friday, April 10th. Now, on Saturday, we had three calls. First one was at the East Division Street and North Lone Pine Avenue. Second was in the 1200 block of South Willow Lane. The third was in the 300 block of East Water Street. Then on Sunday, it was a busy day, we had four calls for shots fired. first one was at the 2500 block of East Sunshine Street. Next was at the 2100 block of North Lexington Avenue. Then again, another one at the 2100 block of North Lexington Avenue. And then finally at the 2100 block of West Olive Street. Now on Monday, we had four calls for shots fired. One at the 3100 block of South Jefferson Avenue, another one at the 3100 block of South Jefferson Avenue, and then one at the 1900 block of East Monroe Street. And finally, a final call for shots fired at the 2300 block of East Cherry Street. On Tuesday, thank God, we only had two calls for shots fired. First was at the 1100 block of South Broadway Avenue. The second, the 2800 block of West Walnut Street. On Wednesday, busy day, we had five calls for shots fired. First one was at the 800 block of South Mission Avenue. Second one was at the South Delaware Avenue and East Bradford Parkway. Third was at the Southwest Bypass and West Battlefield Road intersection. Then the fourth was at the 3600 block of East Bauman Street. And the fifth call for shots heard was at the 1300 block of North Dawn Avenue. On Thursday, we were down to just two calls for shots fired at the 1100 block of South Glen Avenue and then the 1300 block of North Summit Avenue. Finally, on Friday, we had two calls for shots fired. First was at the 1300 block of North Clay Avenue, and the second was in the 500 block of East Norton Avenue. So once again, we had a total of 22 calls for shots fired from Saturday, April 4th to Friday, April 10th. Once again, folks, gives you an idea about what's going on in your community and my community. These are just calls for shots fired in the Springfield proper. Doesn't take into account Greene County and any of the surrounding metro area. So crime is on the increase. Matter of fact, Dee's going to talk a little more about that. Before I actually throw the mic over to Dee, I want to let everybody know that Dee Wampler's segment is brought to you by my very good friend, former firearms student and great Christian business owner, Scott Estes, and his knowledgeable staff at Wildcat Tool Rental. Go to wildcattoolrental.com for all your tool rental needs. Now, Dee, these local crime stats, our local calls for shots fired or shots heard that we put out, are done to help make people aware of the increased criminal activity that's leading to violence, which leads to the armed encounters, which lead to these calls for shots fired. Has the COVID virus actually increased criminal activity in the metro area on top of what we've already had?
Yeah, it has. The facts are bad. We're going through a pandemic right now. We're also going through our usual criminal epidemic. Crime seems to be infectious, and it is affecting our crime rates. The coronavirus is making a difference. People are self-quarantining. They're staying at home. They're protecting their stuff at home in their residences. However, they're in a self-lockdown situation. We're all depressed, worrying about our job, worrying about paychecks, being cooped up with children, volatile situation in many homes. And the domestic assault and abuse, we're seeing a small rise in figures with regards to those matters. Now, it depends on which reporting agency it is, as to whether the crime is increasing or decreasing. I've checked St. Louis, Kansas City, New York, L.A., and what I have found nationwide, and really I don't have great figures on Springfield. Of course, 22 shots fired this week. That would average out to be about 1,200 shots a year fired, or three to four a day, and it's all over town, Matt. If you look at the addresses that you're reading, there's South Springfield, East Springfield, not just West and Northwest, but all over the town. But nationwide, now these are national figures, that I've been able to gather, car thefts are up 65% in New York City. Nationwide, car thefts are up 47% in the last 2 months. Now, that's kind of hard to believe, but, you know, Springfield has always been a leader. Yeah, Springfield's always been a leader in car thefts, and we are we do have a number of car thefts here, and robberies and grand larcenies are also up on the national scale, Matt.
Well, folks, we're going to step into a break and let you digest the information Dee's just given you. We encourage you to stick around with us through the break. Pick it up on the other side. I'm Matt Canovi. This is your gun show on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's News Talk FM.
1041 KSGF and Blake Cantrell Real Estate Murney Associates want to give your home an amazing $100,000 dream home makeover. St. Clair of the Ozarks, All Service Professional Plumbing, Ozark Fence and Supply Company, and Cox Roofing are just a few of the pros who can make your dream a reality. Go to KSGF.com, arrange the list of home improvement projects. If your list matches our secret project list, you'll win the $100,000 dream home makeover from Blake Cantrell Real Estate Murney Associates and 1041 KSGF.
Nurses, doctors, pharmacists, they're showing up for us right now like never before. We want to give thanks to healthcare workers everywhere for doing their part and to the Family Pharmacy team for keeping every location open through this tough time. Join us in supporting the healthcare workers in our community by visiting the Family Pharmacy Facebook page and leaving a message of hope for someone who needs it. And remember, kindness is always the best medicine.
Family Pharmacy.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
Folks, I've been working closely with Sean Greaves and Insurers of America here in Springfield on insurance coverage for church security teams. Insurers of America also offers home, auto, life, and commercial policies. Now, don't put it off any longer. If you're looking for great church coverage, as well as home, auto, life, and commercial insurance at affordable rates, contact Sean Greaves and Insurers of America at insurersofamerica.com. That's insurersofamerica.com.
KSGF cares about our local community, and you can help local businesses right now.
Garbo's Pizzeria is offering curbside pickup and delivery from their full online menu, or you can pick up a frozen bake-at-home pizza with 24-hour notice. Call 883-9010 to order and prepay with credit card. Garbo says thanks for eating local.
Ozark Strong. If your business is currently providing a service to our community, submit it to be featured in these announcements at KSGF.com.
Why, when nations pray for peace, are they caught up in a whirlpool of war? Why, when mothers pray for their children, do tragedies still happen? Does God answer prayer? Call 1-800-234-DAWN for the free booklet, How God Answers Prayer. There is a clear and comforting answer in the pages of your Bible. Call 1-800-234-DAWN. Ask for How God Answers Prayer.
A message from Dawn Bible Students Association.
Springfield's News Talk FM.
Female, millennial, Trump supporter. I listen to it like every day. Like, seriously, you get it.
1041 KSGF.
So if you're coming for my guns, come and get them some.
Folks, welcome back. I've got Dee Wamper talking to us via phone, and he's enlightening us on the increase in crime due to the coronavirus. Dee, you gave some stats on how auto thefts are up, how home assaults are up, and domestic situations are up due to cabin fever people are having. Do you have any more stats or comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. Instead of a lot of the home burglaries being committed, the thieves follow the money, of course, and so they're doing business commercial burglaries. So people are at home now. They can't go to work. Chances are they don't have anybody in the business to guard the business 24/7. So that just opens the businesses. And In New York City, they're talking about Madison Avenue and Times Square and Fifth Avenue. A lot of the real fancy businesses that are closed are being broken into. So it is amazing. The thieves figure, well, everybody is at home, so we won't go and do home burglaries, but now we'll go to the business. Now, there are a couple of other figures that are good. According to St. Louis City and St. Louis County, car crashes are down 95%. That's certainly good news because people aren't out here driving. But unfortunately, there's a lot of speeders because there's not as much traffic, and people that are out here traveling think they can go faster. I did want to mention in the Springfield News Leader today, there is an editorial by the U.S. Attorney for the Western District, Tim Garrison, as well as Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. And they say there's been over 600 related complaints regarding illegal business practices, price gouging, cyber scams, offers of counterfeit treatments and equipment, and all kinds of things. So the thieves are shifting maybe from doing business burglaries and home burglaries. Maybe they're trying to scam people and scare them with all kinds of fraud, senior care packages, medical supplies online, and you just really have to be careful.
Well, D, you're absolutely right. What I've learned in my law enforcement career is the fact that the criminals are very adaptable. They will go ahead and try, if they can see an opening to take advantage of, they will, and it makes perfect sense. Now more people at home, businesses have no one inside the business. It's a much softer target, easier to hit. Folks, if you're listening now, the local crime stats we give at the beginning of the show, calls for shots fired, what's happening with businesses, it obviously exemplifies crime is on the increase. Your personal defense is your personal defense. You have to take it in your own hands. Get the training you need. Take advantage of the courses we offer. Folks, go to our website. Don't put it off any longer. What if you're a business owner? You go in to check on your business. You happen to go in and some bad guys have broke in. Now you walk right in on a bunch of bad guys, and you didn't even realize they were there when you walked in. So they're surprising you and what could happen there. So you need to be prepared. Get a hold of us. Don't put it off, and don't think it's going to happen to somebody else. It's happening to somebody. That somebody could be you. Dee, thanks so much. I appreciate you calling in. I've got to go ahead and switch over right now. Craig Heidemann's calling in. Craig's going to go ahead and talk about gun safes, why you need them, the different types, and the liability if you don't have them. Now, Dee, is always brought to you by my good friend Don Carricker at I Want a Great Home Loan. Now, check this out. Don has got a 5-star approval rating. Don was really great to work with, always on top of things, and good about keeping me informed. Really great customer service, exclamation point. That's the kind of statements people make about Don Carricker and his staff. If you're looking to refinance or just finance your home, go to iwantagreathomeloan.com. That's iwantagreathomeloan.com because you know darn good and well you do. Craig, can you hear me?
I can. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, my friend. Thanks so much for taking time out of your weekend to call in and help educate our people on gun safes, why you need them, the different types. And it's hard to believe, but there is a liability if you don't have them. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we don't have to think too far into the recent past to remember that tragedy up in Bolivar, the young children that got the gun up in Bolivar, and one of the children shot the other child and he died. And the news report on KY3 was, gee, isn't it tragic that he found the gun? Well, I think the tragedy is that the gun wasn't locked up. We've got a responsibility to the public, to our family, to keep our guns secure. A lot of guns that are used in crimes are stolen out of cars in smash and grabs. You leave your gun in between the seat and the console. Some criminal smashes your window and takes it and goes and uses it in a crime. Could you be sued? Perhaps. Keep in mind, anybody with a $150 filing fee and a piece of paper can file a lawsuit, and then you have to be the one to defend it. Gun safes prevent criminals from stealing your guns and using them in crimes. Gun safes, if you choose to keep a loaded gun for home security, which I recommend, prevent children and unauthorized people from getting your guns. But the vast majority of gun owners, vast majority, do not own a gun safe. Did you know that, Matt?
No, I didn't, my friend, and I'm sorry to say that's such a sad fact. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's a simple problem to solve. There's different kinds of gun safes. You know, I think the traditional vision of the gun safe is the large 20 or 30 gun, 6 foot or 7 foot gun safe with the combination dial on the front. That's one option. It's an expensive option, but it allows you to secure a gun collection and it allows you to protect it from thieves. But it's not really great to access your gun in the event of a home burglary or a home invasion. So the thing that I want to talk about today are the quick access option gun safes. You know, usually for less than a couple hundred dollars, you can get a gun safe that you can keep bedside, that you can cable lock to the side of your bed, you can cable lock to the side of your dresser, that allows you to put your hand on it in the dark into a grooved finger pad, put in your own programming for what your number you want it to be, and the gun safe pops open and your gun comes out on a little padded shelf with a little light on it, and there it is, ready to go. You know, for less than $200, you can have your pistol bedside like that. There's also options for shotguns and long guns under your bed that operate the same way. You can put them in your closet. You can put them behind your door out of the way so your wife doesn't complain that it's junking up her nice bedroom. You know, there's options for everybody. But there's no excuse not to have your guns secured. financially, I think that, you know, people say, well, it's too expensive. Every gun sold by a licensed gun dealer comes with a gun lock, yet most of the folks don't use them. They say, well, they're too cheap. All you have to do to use the gun lock that your gun came with is, on a semi-automatic, slide the action open and stick the cable gun lock down through the magazine well and lock it with key. Now, that does slow it down and it forces you to keep it unloaded, but money can't be an objection to keeping your firearm secure. There's other options, too. Plenty of options are available for the vehicle. There's options that you can unbolt your seat post, put a little cable loop around it. It goes into the gun safe. When you get out of your car, if you're not taking your gun in with you, which you should, it should be on your body all the time. But despite saying that, we're not going to convince everybody to do it. They want to just leave it in their car. You need to lock it up because I cannot tell you the number of guns that are stolen in Springfield every single week, every single week. So, you know, maybe lock it in one of these gun safes that slides around, the cable slides around your seat, it goes under your seat, you lock it with the key, there you go. You can lock it, I guess, in the console of your car, but not a lot of cars these days are being manufactured with lockable consoles like they used to, so it forces gun owners to go out into the market and buy their own. If anybody wants to talk about gun safe solutions or which one might be right for them, then give me a call at the Arms Concierge at 417-224-4335. That's 417-224-4335. And we can kind of go over available options because there are tons of options on the market. Like I said, the intriguing ones for the long guns, shotguns, and AR-style guns is the ShotLock brand. And that allows you to take an AR with a magazine in it, Matt, and actually clamp around the trigger assembly and the magazine and either mount it vertically or horizontally to a stud. And it has access with either keypad programming with mechanical numbers or a key. So, again, for single guns, home protection guns, shotguns, long guns, pistols, options out there in all price ranges. And I think those shot locks are running in under $300 now. So There's something out there for everybody. What do you use, Matt? How do you secure your guns? Now, don't give away your operational security plans, but which style is right for you and your family?
I won't give away my OPSEC, but I do have, I've got a gun safe, and I've got everything locked up in there, and it's bolted to the floor, bolted to the walls, and I know from my law enforcement career, if a bad guy wants it, they're going to get it. But in my situation, I'm going to make them work for it. Okay, I'm going to make it as hard as I can. Also, Craig, when we're stepping over breaking on it, when we come back, I'd like you to talk a little bit about also getting a safe to lock up your ammunition and liability about leaving that accessible to children or people that shouldn't have access to it. So stick around with us, folks. I'm going to pick it up with Craig Heidman on the other side of the break. I'm Matt Canovey. This is KSGF 1041 Springfield's News Talk FM.
The KTTS First Alert forecast, showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 67, breezy tonight, more storms and a low of 55. Strong storms with the potential for severe weather Sunday, quarter-size hail damaging gusts of 60 miles per hour and higher, and they're not ruling out the possibility of tornadoes. You're listening to 104.1 KSGF.
You can count on the fair and balanced coverage of Fox News. Stay tuned to News Talk KSGF at the top of the hour for your Fox News update. Fox News, fair and balanced.
KSGF cares about our local community, and you can help local businesses right now.
Green County Freight and Food Sales is open normal hours, 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 5. With plenty of merchandise and new shipments arriving weekly for staples and supplies, they're taking every precaution to provide a safe and healthy shopping experience.
Ozark Strong. If your business is currently providing a service to our community, submit it to be featured in these announcements at KSGF.com.
Picture your town in spring. Trees with white flowers bloom, but trouble grows fast and thorny. Calorie pear trees have cross-pollinated into a nightmare. Weak wood topples near homes and power lines. Also known as Bradford Pear or Cleveland Select, they quickly overtake fields and parks, displacing native plants and animals. Pull, cut, spray to stop the invasion in your outdoor zone. Buy native trees. Join the fight with MissouriConservation.org.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
It's time for the Retirement Minute with founder of Floyd Financial Group, Randy Floyd, whose goal is to help you retire to something, not from something. Call 877-889-PLAN for your personal financial review. Now, here's Randy.
Have you ever had a paradigm shift? What is that, you might ask, a paradigm shift? Well, according to the dictionary, that's a fundamental change in approach or your underlying assumption. Maybe like this. How about, do you remember before the internet and how business was done? Today we do business at the speed of light, and used to be we had to do business at the rate of snail mail. Yes, that was before email. How about the cell phone? Do you remember when you used to travel and you would call and say, okay, I'm leaving now, and if you were taking a long trip, people didn't know if you were okay along the highway or dead beside the road because you couldn't call them on your cell phone. When it comes to retirement planning, that's a paradigm shift as well. You'll go from work to not working, your days will be forever changed, and you must figure out how you're going to live your life after you've finished working. We need to think about finances. Where's my income going to come from? Medical, legal, and tax. All those things have to be part of the planning process. At Floyd Financial Group, we offer free consultations to help you get through the retirement checklist. Give us a call today at 889-7233 or visit us online at floydfinancialgroup.com for your free consultation.
That was the Retirement Minute with Randy Floyd. Get your retirement on track and call Randy today for your personal financial review at 877-889-PLAN or visit online at floydfinancialgroup.com. What are you retiring to?
Wait, was a minute not quite enough? Do you have more questions? Why not stretch it to a full hour with a complimentary no-obligation financial review? The professionals at Floyd Financial Group will work with you to help better understand your financial situation and create a custom retirement plan to help achieve your goals. Remember, it's about retiring to something, not from something. Call Floyd Financial Group today to request your free review. 877-889-PLAN. That's 877-889-7526. Or go online to floydfinancialgroup.com. Advisory services offered through Floyd Financial Group, LLC.
Folks, here's the deal of the week to help you with your personal defense needs. Once again, we're offering our Canovian Associates gift certificates for our CCW classes, as well as any of our basic and advanced handgun and rifle courses. Just go to Armed Sources Gun Shop located at 1777 South Grant Avenue. That's just about 200 feet north of the intersection of Grant and Sunshine to pick up any of our gift certificates in person, or go to our website, mattcanovi.com, for online purchases. Personal defense training. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Also, we need to let you know that our good friend David Hunt and his knowledgeable staff at Hunt's Hardware in Miller, Missouri, are offering a free box of ammo with any handgun purchase. So definitely stop in or give them a call at 417-452-3766. That's 452-3766. Our good friends out of Quick Draw Gun and Monette behind our Taco Bell want us to let you know they've got a great selection of firearms and ammunition. So stop in or give them a call at 417-354-8633. That's 354-8633. My good friend Matt Fakus at Ares Tactical is still offering 15% off their Kydex holsters. Just go to their website, ArezTactical.net, and use Kenovi at checkout. Last but definitely not least, our good friends and show supporters Christian and Jessica Just For Him have a great supply of emergency flashlights and pocket tools in stock. Stop in at their location in the Fremont Shopping Center and check them out. And as always, folks, let them know you heard about it right here on Your Gun Show.
Folks, welcome back. I've got Craig Heidemann on the phone, and we've been talking about gun safes, why you need them, the different types, and the liabilities if you don't have them. And Craig, before we went to the break, we talked about having a separate safe to store your ammunition. Let me throw out a scenario to you. Let's say I don't have a gun safe. I do, but for my ammo, but let's say I didn't. My son has one of his friends come over. They end up getting into the ammunition. They go outside. I live in the country. Maybe they got a little bonfire or something going on, and they throw some bullets in the fire. They go off. Somebody gets hurt. Is there a liability on me for not taking the proper steps to secure my ammunition?
Missouri recognizes a cause of action or a lawsuit for what we call negligent entrustment. And negligent entrustment is a cause of action in tort law or civil law that arises where one party is held liable for negligence because they negligently provided another party with a dangerous instrumentality and entrusted that party, or the party that was entrusted with it, caused injury to a third person. So it comes up in, think of lawnmowers or chainsaws or guns or things that are dangerous. When you give it to somebody and you don't train them how to use it or how to use it safely and they go hurt a third party, you can be the one held liable under negligent entrustment. So, yes, in a situation like that, if you knew that it was likely that kids being kids could get into the dangerous stuff and they hurt each other with it, you sure could be sued by the parents of the other child that was injured by the ammunition. So there's a simple solution to that, and it's called lock up the ammo. Now, how do you lock up the ammo? The easiest thing that I've come up with, now it depends on how much ammo you have, so I'm going to tell you the solution that's right for a prepared Missourian. The prepared Missourian can go out and purchase a small job box like you'd use on a construction site or like you'd put in the back of a pickup truck. You can bolt it to your floor in your storage room with some concrete bolts. You can get a couple padlocks, and it's going to secure your ammunition. You can put multiple cases of ammunition in there. You can put boxes of shotgun shells in there. You can put gunpowder. I mean, we could debate whether or not you'd want to store your gunpowder for reloading near your ammunition or not. But, you know, you can put other things that you want to keep little hands off of in it, lock it, and comfortably be secured knowing that it's out of the way. You can also purchase for a couple $100s. They've got the thin steel version of the gun safes like at Walmart or at Bass Pro. stack on, I think, is the ones that make those. They're not going to keep a good gun collection secure from a burglar, but they'll keep ammunition out of the hands of children and other people that aren't supposed to have it. So keeping your ammunition and your guns locked up and secure will protect you from facing a lawsuit from somebody injured by those things under the theory of negligent entrustment. That's what we call it in Missouri. So the other thing to think about is, do I have insurance? Your homeowner's insurance will protect you, or defend you anyway, from a negligent entrustment claim if the ammunition is misappropriated by one of your social guests in your home. So your homeowner's insurance, thankfully, should, if it's a quality company, provide you coverage for a negligent entrustment lawsuit. So those are the two things I think that we need to be thinking about securing our ammunition and our guns and our homes.
Craig, you're absolutely right on everything you've mentioned here, are things that the average guy and gal really don't understand and don't appreciate because they're not in the litigation world as you and Dee Wampler are. And that's why I thank you so much for taking this time to explain to our listeners gun safes and ammunition safes, why you need them, types, and the liabilities. A lot of people just, they don't realize how liable they really are. So I'm going to give you a minute to do a final closing note. Also, Craig, be sure you let people know how to contact you and how to get a hold of you if they have any other questions or if they're looking to purchase a firearm or suppressor.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. You know, we have a line of gun safes that we offer to our clients, and we've sold many of them with different types of locks. We've got you can get a combination lock, you can get an electronic lock, you can get a bedside safe, you can get safes for your car here at the Arms Concierge, and the number to get in touch with us is 417-224-4335, and we can kind of walk you through what's available. Folks don't think about it, but they all want to get the electronic combination lock for their standalone gun safes, but many people don't realize that they've got a failure rate of a little less than 2%. Eventually, the combination or the electronic locks are going to fail. So what happens then? And we've got answers for you if you want to talk about that. So that's one of the options that we've got at the Arms Concierge. So anybody out there that needs a gun safe or an ammunition safe, give us a call today.
Craig, thanks so much.
Drives me nuts. Or the old telethon. Oh, we got to hit this number and it's just rolling. I mean, that's what it's like. Here's the confirmed case toll. Like it's some sort of game show. The higher the numbers go, what will it reach? Where will we peak out? Oh, we beat everybody else. Look how awful Trump is. The best thing to do is to listen to the press conferences at the White House and then ignore everyone else.
KSGF Mornings with Nick Reed. Weekday mornings at 6 on Springfield's News Talk FM. 1041 KSGF.
Newsflash. Good oral care habits keep you healthy. That means brushing your teeth for 2 minutes, twice a day, and flossing regularly no matter what brand you use. Quip makes things that make good habits simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide a full and even clean. Their well-designed floss dispenser might make you actually want to floss, with pre-marked string to help you use just enough. Plus, Quip delivers a fresh brush head, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months, with free shipping, so your routine is always right. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/newstalk right now, you'll get your first refill absolutely free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/newstalk. Quip, the good habits company.
Hi, this is Christian from Just For Him. For over 28 years, our store has remained the premier destination in the Ozarks for premium hand-rolled cigars. We carry over 800 varieties, including Davidoff, Arturo Fuente, Padron, as well as a wide selection of rare boutique cigars. Our knowledgeable staff can help recommend the perfect cigar for your needs. And you can enjoy the cigar right here with us in our two smoking lounges. We offer free Wi-Fi and big screen TVs. Just for him, in the Fremont Shopping Center at Fremont and Battlefield, just west of Battlefield Mall.
Nurses, doctors, pharmacists. They're showing up for us right now like never before. We want to give thanks to healthcare workers everywhere for doing their part, and to the Family Pharmacy team for keeping every location open through this tough time. Join us in supporting the healthcare workers in our community by visiting the Family Pharmacy Facebook page and leaving a message of hope for someone who needs it. And remember, kindness is always the best medicine.
Family Pharmacy.
KSGF cares about our local community, and you can help local businesses right now.
EnviroAir can help keep your home or office clean by cleaning the contaminants out of your duct system. EnviroAir is designated an essential business because it falls under sanitation household and business cleaning services.
Ozark Strong. If your business is currently providing a service to our community, submit it to be featured in these announcements at KSGF.com.
Thanks for taking my call.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1.
Listen to you for years.
Radio News Junkie
KSGF.
I love every bit about it.
Back to The Gun Show with Matt Canovi on 104.1 KSGF, Springfield's News Talk FM.
Folks, welcome back. We're down to the last segment of the show, and I'm going to go talk a little bit with Christian Hudson, who is a good friend, and he's also the owner of Just For Him Cigar Shop in the Fremont Shopping Center. And he and his wife and family have been loyal supporters of our show for over 10 years. And it's a great place to go. I love to socialize with the guys and gals that hang out there. Great conservatives, great Second Amendment supporters. Great place to go. But due to the coronavirus, he's now just allowed to have curb service. Also, he's got an online service. And I want to give him a moment to go ahead and talk a little bit about that to help enhance what he's got going on right now during this emergency. Christian, thanks so much for calling in. Why don't you let our people know where you're at and how to get a hold of you if they've got a package or an item they want to pick up from you.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. Good to talk to you. Yes, our store address is 1334 East Battlefield Road. We're right at the corner of Fremont and Battlefield in the Fremont Shopping Center. And during the pandemic times, our hours now are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. only, Monday through Saturday. You can reach us at 417-886-8380. And there is online ordering as well for tobacco, justforhim.com. Or for the wide variety of personal grooming products that we carry, it's jfhgiftshop.com.
Now, Christian, a lot of people out there they may not like a cigar. I love them. I love to always buy something from you folks. Got a great selection, great humidor there. But couldn't people, if they wanted to, and they want to help support those that support our show, do you have any gift certificates, or what do you encourage people to maybe come in? And I've done this in the past. I've bought cigars from you and given them out as gifts, Christmas gifts, birthday gifts. Nick Reed's one of my gift givers, or who I give the cigars to a lot because he loves them. Is that an option as well?
Yeah, of course. We offer gift certificates in any denomination, and you can order those over the phone, and we can even mail them to your house. And also, you know, you mentioned, you know, the local issue. You know, the other side of our store, besides the cigars, we carry, you know, a ton of different soaps, shampoos. We even have locally made hand sanitizer. And we actually have over 40 local vendors that we work with. So we try to keep the money in the community.
Wow, Christian, you're a great friend, great supporter of our show. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming on the air today. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll probably stop by a little bit later today myself. So thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Look forward to seeing you.
All righty. Folks, I've got the last few minutes of the show, and I've got Don Carriger online. And Don, he wants to talk a little bit about...
You know,
bug out locations for COVID. And also the next tea party. Now, Don is a great supporter of our show. He's at iwantagreathomeloan.com, and he's a great personal friend, former firearm student. And Don does so much to help support this community. I wanted to give him a chance to come on and talk about something that's near and dear to his heart. And again, that is COVID bug out locations and the next tea party. Don, we only got a few minutes, but go ahead and say.
All right. Hey, I was in Walmart the other day, and I heard some people talking about it was time for another tea party, and I couldn't agree more. I don't know how you feel, but quite honestly, this socialist bent of our country and how they're trying to control us is driving me crazy. I really don't think that all the 50 states should be treated the same like New York City during this, quote, pandemic. So I heard them talking about it, and I thought it sounded pretty cool. It was going to be May 1st at that cross on Highway 65, that big cross down by Branson. And so I thought, well, wow. Heck, I haven't heard anybody else talking about it, but I heard about it in the Walmart. And I thought, well, why not just put it out there and see if anybody else has heard anything about it? So that were the
My friend, I definitely hadn't heard about it, so I thank you so much for updating myself and our listeners about it. And I know you've also had some ideas about possible bug-out locations for people trying to get away from COVID.
Yeah, if you're trying to get out of town, I mean, I've been advertising this with Nick Reed as well, and we finally got our survey done of the property. We bought 60 acres out east of Rogersville, and we are now able to sell the lots out there. They're starting. I've got lots ranging from 3 acres to 7.5 acres, thereabouts. It's wooded and flat areas and rolling hills. There's going to be a common area. It has a live spring, so we have live water out there. It's a perfect place for conservatives to go out and, you know, build their dream home, their final home, their bug out home, whatever. And so we have those available now. And if you're interested, I'm not advertising on multi-list. I don't want crazy liberals trying to, you know, get in on this. I want people that are sane and that don't mind guns and all that kind of stuff out there. So give me a call if you're interested. We can talk about it. I'll be out there today doing some work. But it's 844-5370. Text me, actually. Don't call me, but text me, because I know I'll get a bunch of people more every time I talk about it. And I've got seven tracks available. That's it. I've already got one. We're finishing a house right now.
Well, Don, let me do this. I appreciate you talking about these bug out locations and planning in the future in case this kind of thing happens again, which history always repeats itself. Also, there's always a concern about economic downturn, what's going to happen with all the money that the government's printing up to give out to people to help us come back from this pandemic that we're involved in. But I need to ask you, because you do run I Want a Great Home Loan, and you do, you're into home mortgages, obviously. What is this current situation enhancing the purchasing of homes or selling homes? And are the interest rates, would it be an advantageous time? Sometimes when the market is down, that's a time to buy. So are we in a situation like that with homes?
Yeah, we actually are in a good situation. It wasn't as good as the beginning of March. The market crashed. The interest rates went down to the lowest they've ever been, and that lasted for a whole 2 days. That was it. After that, the volume was so high, the investors picked up the interest rates a full percent. So right now, I've been able to lock people in as low as about 3.25 on a 30-year and as high about 4.25, depending on the type of loan. And I highly recommend, if you are ever wanting to move out of town, now would be the time to do it, because come here in the fall, there's going to be more foreclosures on the market. There's going to be people that can't make their payments. And then we're going to have a flood of foreclosures, which will lower your home values. So if you have the want and desire to sell your house and move, you need to do it now in the spring before all these foreclosures happen.
Well, and Don, you're right. It's sad to say that when the economy is down on one side, it's up on the other. Like I said, when the stock market is down, that's when you buy, because when it comes back, you make a whole lot of money. And people have to understand that now that I'm in the private sector, I realize more and more that there really is a silver lining behind every dark cloud if you look at it properly. And as you said, if it looks like in the future we're going to have a lot of foreclosures, now is the time to sell. Get out the money you can get out so that you've got the money. So when these foreclosures occur, you've got the cash to go ahead, maybe pick up a foreclosure and get a house, a better house than you thought you could afford in the first place. That makes sense?
Yeah, and well, if you're selling, if you've got a house now, look at it this way. You cannot get 100% of your value out of your house by doing a refinance. You also can't get it by doing a home equity line of credit. Those days were long gone. They're over 10, 15 years ago. Those days are gone. Now, if you sell your house, let's say you sell your house and you got 50 grand, 100 grand worth of equity, you can put that in your pocket tax-free. If you've been there for over 2 years, you can put it in your pocket tax-free, buy another house, 100% financing, or very little down payment, and be able to have all that cash in reserve during the recession. That's the only way people are going to survive this. And if they don't look at it now and try to pay attention to what they should do, please call me and we'll discuss it. I'll kind of open your eyes on what the future could bring. Foresight is better than hindsight. Hindsight's always 20/20. But it's too late. So do it now, and we will discuss your situation.
Well, and Don, we talk about personal defense here on the Gun Show, but personal defense is about personal protection. There's a lot of ways to protect yourself when it comes to armed criminal action against you and your family, but there's also financial protection, which is, in our society, even as important. So, Don, let our listeners know how to get a hold of you again if they have any questions about refinancing, buying a new home, or using this money situation that you described to put some extra cash in their pocket. Go ahead.
Yeah, just if you would, just go ahead and go to iwantagreathomeloan.com. My phone number, my personal cell phone is right there. Call me. We'll discuss it. These tracts of land, this is on a dead-end road where other conservatives are going to live there, and we're all going to basically be watching out for each other. And it's going to be a great place to be when the poop hits the fan, you know, a year, 2, 5 years from now, who knows?
Well, I tell you what, property, there was a guy by the name of Will Rogers, and he said, the good Lord made the earth, but he ain't making no more of it. So whoever owns the most of it's going to be ahead of the game. And that is true. That is true, folks. Get yourself some property in a good area. It's a great investment most of the time. Contact Don Carricker at iwantagreathomeloan.com or contact him at the phone number he just gave you. Don's a straight shooter. I mean, I've had in the past, I've called him up and he said, Matt, you got a better deal going to do this, going to do that. And he could have made money on me, but he told me another way to go about it that was better for my family. That's the kind of guy Don is. I mean, he's a businessman, so he's out to make a profit, but he's not out to make a profit by stepping on you and taking advantage of you. He's a good, honest Christian guy, does a great Christian service for the community, and offers a great Christian financial information platform for everybody in the area. So, Don, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it, and hopefully people will contact you about your tracts of land that are for sale. Folks, we've got the last couple of minutes of the show. I want to let everybody know that it's important to realize personal defense is just that, your personal defense. We started off the show giving you the calls for shots fired. We had a total of 22 calls for this week. Now think about that. That's 88 per month. Now do the math, folks. That's over 900 a year. That's the kind of criminal activity you have in this area. Now, those are the calls for shots heard. How many other times are there shots called or shots fired and nobody says anything or nobody calls in because they're afraid or it's bad guy on bad guy and they're not going to call the police and report calls for shots fired? Personal defense is your personal decision. Go to our website, mattkenobi.com. Sign up for our small six-person classes. They're at an outdoor range, so you don't have to worry about social distancing. We've got it available. You need to go ahead and contact us at mattkenovi.com. Sign up for one of our classes. Let me go ahead and let our listeners know I need to thank my producer. I need to thank D. Wampler, Craig Heidemann. I also need to thank you, our listeners, and our callers for making this show as popular as it is for the last 10 years. I'm Matt Kenovi. This is your gun show, because we really are here to help you stay safe out there. So stay tuned.
1041 KSGF, broadcasting live from the Wildcat 2 Rental Studio. It's now 9 o'clock.
Virus deaths could peak tomorrow. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's according to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. Yesterday, more than 2,100 Americans died from the coronavirus. The total number of U.S. deaths is nearing 19,000. If we're nearing the peak, then how soon do we go back to business as usual?
President Trump said he plans to announce what he called an opening our country council on Tuesday, comprised of business leaders and doctors and potentially governors, that will help determine how to reopen the U.S. economy.
In the midst of grief and pain, we're seeing clear signs that our aggressive strategy is saving countless lives.
The president's health advisors have warned that coronavirus could resurge if the 30-day shelter-in-place orders are lifted too soon.
Fox's John Decker. As small businesses stay shuttered, the Trump administration says billions of dollars in loan money is running out. Bipartisan negotiations.